This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free call-in line where you can call in and join us. 855-450-3733. The us in studio tonight is Daryl
and Chris.
And during the first hour, we, for the most part, I'd say most of the hour, we were discussing the new legislation, or actually not legislation, the new thing that was passed by the California Energy Commission that will have the force of law,
right,
mandating beginning January 1st, 2020, that all new homes, asterisks with a few exceptions, will be required to have solar panels. Because, well, we have to eliminate some greenhouse gas emissions, and we're hoping to remove 700,000 metric tons, which the EPA calculates is about the same percentage of greenhouse gases as produced by 150,000 cars in a year.
Right. Well, Daryl, what's really important is we talk about the health of our planet. You know, what's one of the first things that happens when you go to the doctor? They take your blood pressure.
Right.
They take your temperature.
Yep.
So all this is predicated on, you know, getting the Earth to its ideal perfect temperature. And we all know that number, right? That number is
98.63. Oh, wait, no, that's humans.
That's humans. But, no, there's, right? There's a global correct temperature for the Earth to be maintained at on average.
Because if, you know, whatever that number is, if that number happens at the North or South Pole, then a bunch of ice melts, and then penguins have to swim, and we can't have that. And then if that number happens at the equator, then nobody can have coffee or bananas.
Well, Daryl, you're nitpicking here. All I'm asking is a very simple question, and that is, what is the correct temperature for the planet Earth? It should not be hard to figure out. They're telling us that all these numbers need to be adjusted, that CO2 must go down, greenhouse gases must go down.
All right, so when CO2 goes down, then CO2, for people that don't understand plants, CO2 is what trees and other green things turn into oxygen.
Right.
So when you lower the level of CO2, basically you're lowering the level of plant food.
Well, it's not what plants crave.
Right, that's electrolytes.
Right. Plants crave electrolytes. Right, Brondo. Brondo is
I drink water, like, out of the toilet?
Brondo is what plants crave, not CO2, Daryl, but you're trying to mix your science here. You have to wholeheartedly simply take the word of the settled science.
Oh, because 97% of scientists agree to something, but at one time, 4 out of 5 doctors recommended a particular brand of cigarette.
That was Lucky Strike, and they were exactly correct in doing that.
No.
That makes as much sense as much
Well, it's climate. Settled science, because 4 out of 5.
Right.
Yeah. It's 4 out of 5 doctors.
It's settled.
The fifth doctor just didn't get the memo. It got lost in the mail.
Yeah, I often think back to it was a Crichton novel. I can't remember the name of it, but it had to do with the environment and things like that. And it was basically
the Pelican briefcase.
It wasn't that. There was basically to paraphrase what he said is, you know, what kind of hubris is it of man to believe that we can affect massive changes on the Earth's environment? This thing's been here for 5 billion years through earthquakes, through volcanoes, through meteor strikes, and it still produces life.
Right, and you know, there are people that they'll look at the micro and then wind up, you know, applying that as if it's the macro.
Right.
So they'll look at Lake Mead, and they say, look, the level of Lake Mead is lower now than it's ever been since Hoover Dam was built.
Right.
And they're right. Lake Mead is lower now than it's ever been, and that's because you've got humans that have diverted water out of Lake Mead so that people in Palm Springs can have golf courses.
Sure.
And so, yeah, that's affecting the ecosystem in a micro way, but that is not necessarily, and I know somebody's going to say butterfly effect,
right?
But that's not necessarily affecting, you know, the snowfall on Mount Washington in July.
Right.
Which does happen occasionally because Mount Washington is just weird like that. But changing gears, there was a Canadian woman arrested in Georgia. And, well, as they say, the reason will surprise you. But first we go to Stefan calling in on Skype. Stefan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
You know, I could have swore it was Camels that more doctors smoked than any other cigarettes. Not Lucky Strike.
Now, Camels kick your chin.
We may. I may have to Google that.
Yeah, I never can remember which one it was, but go ahead with your thought.
I was actually going to share a little experience I had on the day of the primaries over here.
Okay. Oh, yeah. When was the primary?
It was 2 days ago. It was on Tuesday, May 8th. Okay. I was going to collect ballot access signatures for the Libertarian Party because, as you know, here in Ohio, it's extremely difficult to get ballot access, especially since in 2014, they forcibly removed the Libertarian Party from the ballot.
Not only that, but the governor spent $600,000 of his own money for lawyers to wind up going to court to remove the Libertarians. And, Stefan, you are correct. It was 4 out of 5 doctors smoke Camels.
Well, it depends on what time period, because I'm Googling this, too. Lucky Strike was during the 1920s the dominant brand, and they had their research done. But I think it changed. It shifted.
The 1949 commercial that someone has posted to YouTube says Camels.
Well, I think if you find the YouTube videos put out by the Lucky Strike Company in 1929 may differ, Daryl.
Continue with your thoughts, Stefan.
Okay, so I went up to the polling location, which in my case happened to be my local city hall, to collect signatures, and I had a bucket filled with buttons for my own candidacy, though I was not actively, you know, campaigning for myself. I was just trying to get signatures to get the Libertarian Party on the ballot again. Mm-hmm. And within 2 minutes, some older fellow who has a poll worker badge on comes out. He's like, "Can I help you or something?" And I tell him, "No, I'm doing quite fine. You really can't help me with anything." He's like, "What are you doing here?" And I said, "Oh, I'm just collecting signatures to get my party on the ballot," and he starts screaming at me, "No, you're not. Keep moving. You need to get the F out of here. You know, you're not allowed to be here. You have to be 100 feet from the polling location." And so I just look at him and I say, "Okay, 100 feet, old man." So I go home, I grab my tape measure, I find 100 feet and go across the street, and then much later on I realize, wait, why do I even have to do this? He didn't even cite me any sort of documentation that says this.
And generally the 100 feet only has to do with electioneering for the actual thing, and you were not campaigning for anybody that was on the ballot. You were not doing anything that by definition is electioneering, as I understand the word to be defined.
And it just gets weirder because I'm sitting there across the street at the church I go to anyway, which is across the street from the city hall, and this guy starts looking at me with binoculars.
Okay.
Across the street. And so then I go into the city hall, and then he just looks at me and he gets all angry, like, "What are you doing in here?" And I'm like, "Oh, with the way you were looking at me, I figure you really wanted me to vote." And so I ended up getting a ballot and just voting on the issue of whether or not we should redistrict Ohio's congressional maps, you know, which would draw the districts. But then I just looked at him and I said, "Okay, back to my post," and he said, "We'll see all about that." And so I bring my stuff back over in front of the city hall, and eventually they're just like, this other woman comes out, and she's like, "Look, you have to get moving, or I'm going to have to call the police." And I said, "Go ahead," and she's really hesitant to. And then she pulls out documentation saying, "This is what it says, I'm a poll worker, you have to be 100 feet from the polling location." And I said, "Wait, this says for if you're collecting exit polling and campaigning, I'm doing neither of those things."
Right.
Right.
And And so it takes a long time for her to get the police to come out, and she eventually does, and they end up...
And hold on, I want to hear what happens when the police show up on election day dealing with a petitioner, because we can't have that kind of stuff here. This is a two-party system, don't you understand that?
What are you going to do with three parties? That's too many.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Mother's Day sneaks up and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly of green onions. That tells Mom you don't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Books Farms, delivered straight to your mom, so they'll last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, Mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middlemen, you'll get amazingly fresh-cut flowers at an amazing price. Show Mom how much you care. Send her artisan design flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter FTL. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter FTL to save an extra 15%. Books.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And we'll get back to the phones in just a second. But first, I want to make sure that you know about a source for news on all things crypto. Recent headline, they've got an article here about launching an ICO token on Ethereum. Takes less than 30 minutes. I don't necessarily advocate launching Ethereum tokens because I'm not a big fan of Ethereum, but if you want to clog up their platform with your useless token, they've got a story on how you can do that. They also have stories about the history of messages hidden within the Bitcoin blockchain. You can find that and all kinds of other crypto-related news at news.bitcoin.com. And, of course, they have their own forums. You can play games and do so much more over at news.bitcoin.com. So we've got Stefan calling in from Ohio. Stefan, on this past Tuesday, apparently there was a primary election in Ohio. And as a libertarian, you went out to gather signatures to wind up help accumulate a number of signatures equal to or greater than 3% of the total votes cast for those offices in the last statewide election. And you ran into some problems with polling workers who were saying you aren't allowed to collect signatures on petitions this close to the polling place. Mm-hmm. And I found something that is, I believe this is the official handbook about elections from the Secretary of State of Ohio. And on page 100 of the 592-page document, it says, occasionally, groups may station persons outside of a polling location to gather signatures on a petition. Persons are not permitted to collect signatures inside of a polling location, which you weren't doing.
Nope.
It says, or within the neutral zone outside of the polling location, i.e., that area within an area marked by the placement of two small U.S. flags. However, there's no prohibition against collecting signatures outside of the neutral zone.
Yeah, and that's what I had ended up trying to explain to them, that I was on the sidewalk, because there was a pretty sizable parking lot in between me and the doors of the polling location. I wasn't harassing voters either, because one of the excuses he gave was, well, you are blocking voters from getting in. And I just turn around and I look at the ultra-wide sidewalk and say, what are you talking about?
Right, right.
And I already told him, I was like, I'm not even approaching people when they're going into the polls. I wait until they come out. So that way I'm not bugging them. And I got turned down by a lot of people to sign my form. But anyway, I was saying they had called the police, and they were talking to the police for like 15 minutes or so. I saw them on the phone. I wasn't necessarily listening to what they were saying. In fact, in that time, I actually managed to go over to the church and use the bathroom and come back because I just got tired of waiting. And so I had to explain to the police, you know, they claim that I'm breaking rules here, but I am not doing any exit polling and I'm not campaigning.
Right.
And the people inside of the polling location said, well, you've got these buttons on your shirt that say Stephen Quinn for governor. So clearly you're campaigning.
You're campaigning for somebody that's not on the primary election ballot. So therefore that's not campaigning.
Yeah. And it's like, we didn't even participate in the primaries. So.
Right.
After which the police sat there for, you know, 15 minutes talking back and forth between us, and eventually they looked at me and they said, we don't see that you're doing anything wrong, but they said, these guys are just gonna, you know, keep harassing you in that case. And this was the chief of police that came out, because the city hall was right next to the police station, so I didn't have to wait very long. And he was like, look, all you're going to do is, like, set their hair on fire. He said, I personally don't care what you do, but he said, if they keep bugging us, this is going to turn into a bit of a problem.
Right.
So they said, we recommend you leave because we don't want you getting in a shouting match with any of these polling workers. Because I was just sitting there trying to collect signatures, and this old guy comes out and starts screaming at me.
That's interesting. So I'm Googling, too, and I see a couple things put out by different groups. I've been trying to find the actual law. Ohio seems to be one of those places that doesn't like things to go on around a polling place other than just, voting. Right. But, for example, in New Hampshire, it's 10 feet from the door.
Well, no, there's something called a corridor that is 10 feet wide.
I understand that. But in this case, Ohio basically says, you know, when you're buying your supplies for your petition or for your election, buy two U.S. flags and stick them out there 100 feet so you can see exactly how far it is. So in this from Democracy is for People, a public citizen project, they say petitioning is explicitly prohibited within 100 feet of polling places and within 10 feet of walking voters. And they go on to list a couple Ohio laws. But it's just not, it's not really clear. And I think what they would grab you for or threaten you with would be to, quote, loiter, congregate, or engage in any kind of
activity. And I've got that statute pulled up. And one of the things is if they deem that you are hindering or delaying an elector, which a voter, from reaching or leaving the polling place, then they can charge you with this no loitering thing. But again, you said that the police chief said you're not breaking any law.
Yeah, he said the only problem we were going to have is if the guy kept coming out and yelling at me, which I figured you think that would cause him to get in trouble. But he said that he would, they would have to remove me if I'm causing a problem. And it's like, I didn't think I was causing a problem. And I don't think you guys realize just how irate this guy got. I mean,
I can imagine. I've seen irate polling workers before, so I can imagine.
Yeah. And the whole time, and he's in one of the. He called me a hippie.
Did he call you a dirty hippie?
No, did he tell you to get a job?
Yes, he actually did. He's like, why aren't you working? Why aren't you doing something productive? Why are you going to be
out here
fucking
people? You should have asked
him
the same question, because most likely what he was doing was not actually productive.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, you know what this guy does? He hands you a sticker outside the door that said, I heart voting, except it's actually the Ohio voting sticker, which I calmly threw in the trash. Thanks for taking my call. Wish me luck at the convention next Friday.
So, real quick, what happened with that ballot measure that you wanted to vote on dealing specifically with the redistricting?
It actually passed overwhelmingly, 80 to 20.
So is this a good redistricting plan or a horrible
one? It's supposedly going to be bipartisan. It's going to be, you know, it has to be agreed upon by outside sources.
Okay.
It's not just the state that's going to, you know, redraw the maps. It has to be agreed upon by outside sources. I don't know exactly who's going to be researching it, but I think that there's nothing wrong with taking a second look at least at the way that the maps are redistricted, because I'm always kind of a skeptic with what Pennsylvania and North Carolina have been doing, looking into redistricting to combat gerrymandering. But I think it's definitely something we need to look at, because we don't want to be giving any party an advantage.
Excellent. Stefan, thank you for the call, and definitely good luck in convention, where Stefan is one of the candidates for governor seeking the Libertarian nomination, where they nominate in convention because they don't have ballot access there in Ohio. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendolite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And Mother's Day is coming up. Don't wind up being one of those people that has to hit the panic button and get suckered into one of those online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that, when all said and done, winds up costing you $60. Don't be the person that goes to the local grocery store and goes into the produce department and grabs flowers that smell like green onions. You know what that says? That says to mom that you don't care to send the best flowers, that you don't care about mom enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets, and these flowers, they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom, and they're freshly cut from Books Farms and delivered straight to mom, so they last days, or rather, they last weeks, not days. The other ones, the cheap ones, they last days, these last weeks. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, mom will open up an Instagram and post pics of them on there and brag about how wonderful you are. And because Books cuts out the middlemen, you get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show mom how much you care. Send artisan design flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter code FTL. That's Books, BOUQS.com. And remember, enter code FTL, as in Free Talk Live. FTL saves an extra 15% when you go to Books.com, BOUQS.com. So we spent a good bit of time talking about the new rules in California that will be forcing solar panels on everyone beginning 2020.
Yep.
All new construction. So existing houses currently not affected, but watch for that to change. And, well, you know, it's only going to add an extra $10,000 to $20,000 to the cost of a house, but you're saving $16,000, so you're saving money.
Right.
In the long run, and saving the planet, because the science is settled that solar panels are going to save over 3 years the equivalent of 150,000 cars not driving for a year.
Yeah. And they've extrapolated the numbers out in some things. You know, there's currently about 10.4 gigawatts of residential solar power at the end of last year, which was a six-fold increase over the previous five. Thank you for government subsidies for making those numbers actually work for consumers, because that's what this is.
Right.
And they've talked a little bit about how many jobs have been added due to, you know, that's the other thing. Well, you know, if we have more solar, we're going to have more solar installers, and that's a 21st century kind of job right there. So, but it's just misguided, and a lot of...
And it's central planning. That's at the end of the day.
It is. It's central planning.
And you've got some bureaucrat somewhere, or in this case, a group of bureaucrats, saying, we know what is best for everybody, and if everybody just did what we say,
right,
then there will not be any problems.
Yeah, and like
until
every...
Until there are problems, and then we have to rethink what we...
Well, no, we come up with a new scapegoat, or we blame it on the people that were opposing this all along. Say, you didn't let us do it big enough, otherwise
right,
it would have worked. We need to throw more money at it.
Right, just throw more money at it. That solves the problem.
Yeah, but there are a number of analysts on Wall Street and in the energy sector that are just, you know, opposed to this. They're saying, you know, you're taking advantage of particular conditions, market conditions right now that are certainly subject to change. And, you know, I don't think there's nobody on this show that's going to advocate for government telling you how to build your house. And that's what it comes down to.
Well, on this show tonight.
Yes, good point. But this idea that, you know, we're going to mandate that you do this and do that, that's just wrong. You're supposed to be free. You're supposed to be able to make decisions based on what works best for you. And when the state takes that out of your hands and makes decisions for you and forces you to do things differently, then you're no longer free.
Right. And, you know, we are talking about California, the state that has... I don't remember if they outright banned the use of plastic bags or just added some kind of 5-cent tax for plastic bags.
Yeah.
There's talk about prohibiting plastic straws from being given out without the express permission of the customer.
They taxed the heck out of water bottles. You know, that was a few years back. California usually is at the forefront of this. And
California can't secede fast enough.
I so support this. I so support the idea of California being allowed to secede, because it really would offer a real-world stand-on-your-own example of whether these socialist policies will actually work. And I'd love to see it. And I'd, you know, no offense to my friends in California, but I'd love to see the whole thing fail and crumble, because I believe that's what would happen. And if you use basic economics, Austrian economics, classical economics, that's what happens to these types of systems. They crumble under their own weight.
Right. Exhibit, I forget which letter we're on now, Venezuela.
Right. But you can look at Argentina, which is, you know, that's the one I've been following longer than Venezuela's really been exploding. But, you know, for all the reserves, quote unquote, that they built up, they basically inflated their money supply.
Right.
And it took, you know, 4 or 5 years for that to catch up, but now they're devastated. You know, these are things that happen. And, you know, there is no group of experts that can tell you what is the best situation. You are the best person to judge what is best for you.
Right.
And,
Don't expect me and Chris to have answers for how you should live your life.
Or expect your legislators, or expect government bureaucrats, because
right,
that's what this comes down to.
Right, but know, the reason I mentioned you and I specifically is because a lot of times when we advocate for maximum human freedom, somebody will call in and say, but what about this very obscure scenario? How do I solve X?
Right.
Well, one, X isn't being solved currently
with the state.
Two, we don't believe in central planning, so we're not going to tell you how to solve that problem.
Yeah.
And three, in a free market, here are several ways that that problem could be solved, but I don't know which one would actually wind up solving the problem.
Right.
It could be something completely different.
And when you come up with that great idea of how to solve that problem, tell me, because I'm interested.
Right.
You know, it's the idea that, you know, libertarians...
You need an answer for every obscure thought that I can think of. Otherwise, I will reject libertarianism, but I'll accept the state because, well, it's what we currently have.
Right. Libertarianism, or the idea that people should control their own lives and make their own decisions, it can be messy. It doesn't really come with a clear-cut instruction book like the state does.
But even with the state's clear-cut book,
oh, I know,
it's still messy.
Yeah.
And let's talk about one of those messy, messy problems. I teach it.
I like that.
Canadian woman, she's looking for an apology from Georgia police who arrested, handcuffed, and charged her because she had a Canadian driver's license. Story comes from the CBC. Emily Nield said, it was the most horrendous incident of my life. It was mortifying. I was terrified the entire time. About a month ago, the 27-year-old was driving through Georgia to Tennessee, where she had just completed her master's degree in geology. Her route took her along Interstate 75, which is often used by Canadians making a trip from Florida or Georgia back north. That's where she was pulled over for speeding, and the officer asked to see her license. She handed over her Ontario driver's license, but she was not prepared for the officer's reaction. She says, the officer kept saying, no, Canadian driver's license aren't accepted here. Adding, I was flabbergasted. I just kept saying, this can't be right. A Canadian driver's license is valid. She told the CBC that she was then asked to prove that she was a Canadian. And although she had copies of her passport, her Nexus card, and her birth certificate, the officer wanted to see original hard copies.
Right.
What happened when she wasn't able to produce these original hard copies at the snap of some fingers of a cop? We'll tell you. Stay tuned. Plus, your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Mother's Day sneaks up and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells mom you don't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquet, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Books farms and delivered straight to your mom so they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cuts out the middleman, you'll get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show mom how much you care. Send her artisan design flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter code FTL. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter FTL to save an extra 15%. That's Books.com, BOUQS.com. And remember, code FTL saves an extra 15%.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. Do you want the newest, freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty? Freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, freedomsphoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com.
So, we've actually been talking about one of these police state stories. A woman in Georgia arrested for being Canadian. Again, story here comes from the CBC. Emily Nild, all she wants is an apology for being wrongfully arrested. Right. She was driving up Interstate 75, got pulled over for speeding, and she showed her driver's license to the police officer, and the cop said, I need to see your passport. She said that she had, on her phone, copies of the passport, the Nexus card, and her birth certificate, but the officer wanted to see original hard copies. She says, when I failed to produce it, she reached through my window and put handcuffs on me. She told me that I had just been arrested for driving without a license and that I needed to go to jail. In the back of the officer's cruiser, and she was handcuffed with her hands in front of her.
Right.
So she was able to grab her cell phone and send out a video on Snapchat, which unfortunately there's one curse word in there. Otherwise, we would play it for you on the air. But in the video, she breaks down and she says, I'm in cuffs. Help me. I don't want to go to jail. At the police station, she was charged with driving without a license and speeding. She was clocked going 87 miles per hour in a 70 mile per hour zone. Police took her mugshot and took her fingerprints. She says they kept saying, you're now in the system. Any crime that's going to be committed, your fingerprints are going to be searched. She said, I never committed a crime. Well,
No.
Technically, driving 87 in a 70 is a criminal violation.
Right, but she has not yet been found guilty. She has not had her day in court, should she choose to take advantage of that.
Right.
No, innocent until proven guilty. I'm sorry, people. That's how it works. Right. Whether it's we're talking about a girl who's speeding in Georgia with a Canadian license or this guy who they suspect is the Golden State Killer.
Right.
Innocent before proven guilty.
Right. Technically innocent until proven guilty. I'm just pointing out that speeding technically under the law is a crime.
I don't disagree.
She has not been convicted of the crime, but whether or not one commits is not necessarily indicative of one being convicted.
Correct.
One of her friends was able to determine her location as being Adel, Georgia, through a feature on Snapchat that showed that she was in Cook County. She said she was permitted to speak to her friend, but her request to speak to the Canadian consulate or her parents was unanswered by police. It just says unanswered. I'm guessing the police did not answer on allowing her to make those calls. She said police told her that she would remain in jail until her court appearance on June 12th, unless she was able to pay $880 in cash for bond, cash that she didn't have. The Cook County Sheriff's Office denies that. In a statement issued late Monday, they said, that's not correct. Georgia law states that any individual who's arrested on a non-warrant is entitled to a first appearance hearing to be advised of their rights and bond within 48 hours of arrest.
Right.
CBC adds that Interstate 75 brings in nearly a million travelers through that county every month. The statement continues that law enforcement regularly come across cases of identity theft and other related crimes. Captain Brent Exum said in a statement, this is why we follow Georgia Department of Driver Services guidelines and request a passport or a visa to verify identities.
I just did no. This is one of those lines that some people in positions of power will use to justify their bad actions. Yeah, but you'd be amazed at how many identity thieves we catch out here just traveling the road. They're just driving around, identity thieves left and right. I'd love to know the actual number of identity thieves that they have actually stopped and caught.
Now, one thing that this article doesn't mention, and I only happen to know about because, well, I'm originally from Alabama, and Alabama passed a law several years ago that they say was basically a copy of the Georgia law,
okay,
that whenever anyone, quote-unquote, does business with the state, and that's defined as either you need to go renew your driver's license, renew your vehicle registration, you get a ticket, etc., you are required to prove your citizenship.
Right.
And, well, she didn't have those physical copies to be able to prove her Canadian citizenship. So that, I think, is where his statement about the passport is coming from. Not that every person that they wind up pulling over, they say, oh, we need passports. The article continues, eventually, Nild was allowed to use her debit card and post bail. She said she also had to pay $200 to remove her car from impound. She stayed in the States while trying to get the charges dismissed and the arrest expunged with the help of a friend's father, who is a lawyer in Virginia, and also help from the Canadian consulate. Nild told CBC, I just kept thinking this would ruin me. Every job application, you have to check a box. Are you a criminal? Have you ever been convicted of or arrested for anything? And technically, she was arrested. There's more to this, but first to the Skype, where we've got Mortified Penguin calling in. Mortified Penguin, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hello, Mr. Wombat Perry, Mr. Organism, Mortified Penguin from the Commonwealth. I wanted to call in. See, it's just a two-host show tonight, so I just changed my topic to something you were talking about, mentioned earlier, that wasn't solar panels. Freedom of speech.
Nice.
And yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and you have, it gets brought up a lot. It's an important part of the discussion of liberty. It's an important part of liberty. And I just kind of want to play devil's advocate, or just kind of raise up the other perspective, that I mean, I know the so-called leftists are really getting hyperbolic, getting very extreme about their protests of hate speech and supposed censorship. But on the other hand, it's kind of dismaying to see the cause of free speech to be taken up by the extreme far right and the racist fringe. And I mean, yes, that I understand that outrageous speech must be protected, but it's kind of sad to see this almost becoming a code word. It's coming at such a divisive issue when it's pretty clear what the liberty perspective is.
You know, a lot of times, and you know, this is obviously going to be skewed to what I see, but a lot of times it does seem as though you know the quote-unquote supporters of free speech only want to be free to say racist things, but when somebody says, you're being a racist, they want to shut those people down. So they don't actually believe in free speech for everybody. They just believe in free speech for themselves and people that agree with them.
Yeah, Mortified Penguin, I would say that I don't disagree with you that I, too, find it kind of troubling. But that doesn't mean that it's not right, you know, that's the whole thing, and that's sort of my whole liberty can be messy message, is that even when we're confronted by situations where we're surprised that the people defending liberty are on the opposite side of liberty on most other issues.
They're not actually defending liberty.
I understand.
They're defending their right to be a-holes.
That's okay. They're making a point.
Under the guise of liberty.
For whatever reason, they are making an argument in favor of liberty.
For themselves only. They don't want liberty for people that say that.
Of course not,
they're
Darryl.
Being idiots.
And lots of people are going to be like that. But I will take those arguments because it gives me an opportunity to say, look, you know, here's the situation. Even if you don't like this person, even if you don't respect them, or you know that they have an ulterior motive, what they're saying is still important.
Yeah, I guess you're mostly finding allies on. I guess you're mostly finding allies. I mean, if you look at it numerically, you mostly find allies on single issues, a certain limited number of issues. I guess very few people are for. I get what you're saying. Very few people are going to be allies for with all facets of liberty. So you're trying to always find a common ground, and this is I see what you're saying. But like I said, it is dismaying, you know, to see that that's always becoming a code word. Because it is, then people will hit you. When you start talking about free speech, people will possibly hit you with that kind of thing. And, of course, it's always been the mech.
Right.
So, you know,
right.
The outrageous speech, but speech must be the one that's defended.
It's one of those things, and Mortify Penguin, thank you for the call. It's one of those things going back like a decade when libertarians wound up aligning with the Tea Party people to where people, oh, libertarians just hate Barack Obama and that's the only thing that...
Because he's black.
There are so many other things that libertarians support. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Your calls and thoughts, welcome.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.